Blog Talk Radio.
If there is anyone out there who still doubts that America is a place where all things are possible, who still wonders if the dream of our founders is alive in our time, who still questions the power of our democracy, tonight is your answer.
Brown Sugar Radio is the food for your soul, enriching lives with many possibilities. We embrace and uplift our community with love, laughter, and inspiration. Today, I encourage you to keep learning, keep smiling, but most of all, keep striving to make your dreams come true. It's time to believe in yourself and walk into your new journey. Buckle your seatbelts for another exciting segment on the hottest urban show on the internet. It's time to get up, Brown Sugar Radio Lord listeners. We've got work to do.
Well, hey, 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 welcome back. And it is another exciting segment here on the livest show on Blog Talk. I am truly, truly excited because, you know, last week we did the Happy New Year, and so we are back again. We have some more information and different things we want to focus on for the month of January. And every time when I think of the number one, I think of a new beginning. And I remember Bishop T.D. Jakes, he had mentioned in one of his sermons how every time when you hit a one in your numbers, whether it's 1, 11, 21, 31, that is a new level in your life that you are entering. Don't look at it as, oh, I have to start over. Look at it as, oh, I'm getting better and I'm rising to the top. And so in order to get to 100, you've got to start at 1, but certainly every level takes you even that much higher. And so that's what I want to focus on today, positive vibes. I got some Hollywood headlines, of course, for all my loyal listeners. You know, Brown Sugar would not be the same without giving up her Hollywood headlines today. And so I just want to say that I just caught myself her Hollywood headlines. I've been looking at too much Tamar talking in third person. She... Oh, my goodness, that show is hilarious. How many of you watch Tamar and Vince? I'm telling you, she is something else, her Tamartians. Oh, wow. Welcome. I got to give a big shout-out to all the loyal listeners. Thank you for joining me today in the chat. I'm truly honored to have such a tremendous amount of strong listeners. I was checking out my archives, and I was like, you know what? Sugar, you got to get on and do a show. I'm sure your listeners are like, where is she? She hasn't done a show, you know, regularly in a while. I do a show here and there. That's one of the awesome things about being your own boss. You can work when you want to, but the downfall is you got to be disciplined. And so I want to try to commit this year to make sure I stay focused and give you a show every week on Thursday. And so even if it's short and sweet, at least I'm here, right? That's what matters. So I do have some wonderful things, though, I did want to share with you. I am so excited because, get this, now y'all know that I love me some Destiny's Child. I love Beyonce, love Kelly Rowland, love Michelle. All of them are unique in their own right. I am going to tell you, I want to be the first to let you know here on Brown Sugar Radio that Destiny's Child reunites for a new song. Yes, and the new song, they're going to have a track. They're going to release the track called Nuclear. And this is the first song since the group actually did their last album in 2004. And so Nuclear will appear on the compilation album Love Songs, and it's going to be released on January 29th. It features 13 previously released Destiny Child ballads, which includes the hits Emotion and Cater to You. Cater to You, that's also one of my favorites. So I'm really excited because Nuclear was produced by my boy Pharrell. Y'all know Pharrell got some major skills, doing some awesome things. Also, too, Michelle Williams co-wrote the song. So I was looking for it because, you know, I wanted to play it for you. And, man, they got it on lock. I guess they just getting serious about leaking stuff out on the internet because I can't find it nowhere. But I want to let you know that Trust me, I'm going to try to get it for you because I want to release it. I want to hear it. I know it's going to be off the chain because they are just truly talented in their own right. Yes, I know we got some Beyonce haters and Destiny Child haters, but I love them because to me personally, they have done nothing but positive things, and they're good role models. You know what I'm saying? They're trying to make a difference in the world. Also, too, this is Beyonce's year because, honey, she is not only going to reunite with her girls, Destiny Child, but she's going to do the United States of America national anthem for Barack Obama on the 21st. Can you stand it? I'm sick to my stomach because I wish I could be there in Washington, D.C. This is the second inauguration I'm missing, but I'm going to have to catch it on TV. But look, get this now. On the 21st is also Martin Luther King's Day. So I'm like, go ahead, Barack. Not only are we going to be celebrating his 2 terms, but we're also going to be breaking it down MLK style. And so that is phenomenal that what a better day than to do it, right, on Martin Luther King Day. That's what I'm talking about. So I'm really, really excited. Those of you who are checking me out, please take the time out to follow me on Twitter at Brown Sugar Radio. That's Sugar, S-U-G-A, all right? And then also, too, you can follow me on Facebook, Brown Sugar Radio Show. I love new fans, new followers. You guys are all amazing, and it is just an honor to be able to connect with you guys once a week. And so that's what I am really going to try to do. You know, your girl Sugar's been busy. You know, I'm married now, and my kids are busy, and I got school, and so I have a whole lot that I'm trying to go and manage. But you know what? It's all good because, like I said, even if I get on here once a week and try to do at least a 15-minute power show, it's going to be nice. But, yes, yeah, so I'm so excited. I can't wait to hear the latest with Destiny's Child. That's going to be awesome. And not only is Beyonce, let me tell you, this is her year. Her baby girl just turned 1 year old. We got to give it up for Blue Ivy. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Blue Ivy just turned 1 year old on the 7th. And not only, man, Beyonce is killing them. It's Beyonce opening up now. Now, she's, wait a minute, I don't know if she's opening up for the Super Bowl this year or she's performing at halftime, but Beyonce is doing her thing. She said keep it locked because this is going to be one of the hottest shows she's ever done. Now, y'all know Super Bowl is one of the largest, if not the largest, show watched worldwide, okay? So she's going to bring it. Bring it Queen B style. Beyonce, kill 'em, girl, do your thing. But I'm just really excited because she also was featured on the magazine. When you look at it, it is a little frisky, you know. She's a little sexy, but that's just her style, you know. But it's a classy sexy. Beyonce was named the number one sexiest woman for the cover of GQ. And so go ahead, Queen B. She's nominated the 21st century sexiest woman of the year. She's going to be featured on the February magazine. And she's doing her thing, y'all. She really is. So I'm really excited. She looks amazing to have had a one-year-old. That's for daggone sure. Go ahead, Beyonce. Keep doing it, girl. You know, just like I said, to me, I think that she's a great role model. You know, she's married. She had a baby in wedlock. She's really, you know, she's doing things right. She's trying to get it together. So not knocking women who don't have their children in wedlock. I'm just saying she is just trying to be a great role model because she knows that a lot of women and young ladies look up to her. And so I think that that is beautiful that she's trying to do things right, y'all. You know what I mean? But by all means, like I said, that's not a shot. I don't need no emails now. Please don't send me no emails talking about sugar, what you talking about, girl? You, I had my baby out of wedlock. And no, that's not what I'm saying, okay? Baby, regardless, at the end of the day, when you have a child, I believe they're all blessings sent from heaven. But, you know, just because she always receives so much criticism, I know, yes, I'm going to hear it. Yes, yes, yes. Beyonce thinks she's perfect. She has this spotless image. No one can relate. Oh, my goodness. I've received so many emails that are like, sugar, I don't like Beyonce because she has this non-realistic image. People can't relate to her. She's too perfect. Well, Beyonce went through some things, you know, when the group broke up and then when her father had the baby out of wedlock while he was married to her mother. I mean, those are some very humiliating things. Granted, that wasn't her personally, but she's received lawsuits and all kinds of stuff. There's a lot of things that have went down And, you know, she takes a licking and keeps on ticking, you know. And so it's a lot of different things she's went through. But nonetheless, we're going to keep it pushing. Justin Timberlake's supposed to be back in the game doing some awesome things. He has a new single out with Jay-Z. And so that's going to be awesome because he's also a newlywed. I want to congratulate him and his longtime girlfriend, Jessica Biel, recently got married. Congratulations to them. And so the superstar has concentrated, you know, on getting his acting career over the last few years. But now I think he's ready to make some more music. And you know what, Justin, I think we're ready for you, baby. We're ready for you. So it's going to be awesome. I want to see what he has and what he can bring, you know, and it's going to be good to see him back in the game and the swing of things. So big ups to him. Speaking on Justin Timberlake, his ex-girlfriend, Britney Spears, is no longer going to be a judge on The X Factor. Many had criticized Britney, stating she was boring, she didn't really bring anything to the table. Me personally, I'm like, how can a judge be exciting? I mean, unless you're fighting and going at it like Mariah Carey and Nicki Minaj, why do we have to have drama to be exciting? I guess that's just the way of the world, huh? So at the end of the day, Britney had joined Fox Reality Series for the second season. It was a reported $15 million contract, and the 31 superstar had decided that she would not be returning for a season 3. All right, so she did what she had to do. She was there, and I guess she felt like it's time to move on and onto bigger and better things. I'm just glad to see Britney looking healthy and happy. You know, Britney is another one that has bounced back. I like win-win stories. Win-win. I often tell my listeners, this is what I was hoping for Whitney. Oh, I was cheering for her to win, win-win. And she was on her way. I looked at Sparkle. She looked so good in Sparkle. She looked healthy. She was vibrant. Her skin was glowing. Now I see why Whitney used to bathe in olive oil, okay? They were saying when they had seen her in the hotel, she had a gravy bowl that was filled when they found her body in the hotel. She had a gravy bowl full of olive oil in the tub with her as she was soaking. And, you know, olive oil is supposed to be very good for your skin. I'm like, girl, I'm going to have to try me some olive oil, huh? So, yeah. Anyway, I was really hoping that Whitney would have a huge success story like that and come back and do a thing. Ah, I just realized I forgot to open my chat. So sorry. Oh, my chatters are probably sitting there like, sugar, you slipping. Yes, I'm slipping. All righty, it's open now. Those of you that are joining me live on Facebook and Twitter, thank you so much for checking out your girl, Brown Sugar. It's been a minute, but I'm still in it. And 2013 is going to be a phenomenal year. Why? Because I spoke it to be. Many of you often hear me say, what you speak about, you bring about. And it's in the power of your words that greatness will come. See, when you constantly think about negativity and negative things, that's what you're going to bring to fruition. So when you speak about positivity and when you look for positive things in your life is going to be even that much more prosperous because that is what you are prophesizing to yourself. Can I get an amen? We're going to take a quick break. I want to hear this song. It's called Treat You Like a Queen, and that's what it is, baby. Make sure that you guys, if you're in a relationship, you want to be with somebody that loves and admires you and treats you like a queen, baby, or king if you're a man listening. I'll be right back, y'all. Keep it locked and loaded on your premier choice and internet radio.
Inside, trying to hide. Is it another black eye? What you gonna do next time he lays his hands on you? Let me tell you the truth. Don't you realize he don't love you? He don't treat you like a queen. Thank you.
Can y'all stand it? It's excitement in the air. All right, so the 2013 Oscar nominees are in, and you know what? They're really shocked. Batman, Dark Knight did not make the list. Neither did Leonardo DiCaprio with his new film. I mean, a lot of people are like, whoa, 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 Ben Affleck didn't make the list. Honey, it's some stuff going on in Hollywood. I don't know what it is, but it is not cool. Whatever they have going on. But check this out. Best director, David O. Russell for Silver Linings Playbook. Ang Lee for Life of P. Steven Spielberg for Lincoln. Michael Haneke for Amour. Ben Zeitlin for Beast of the Southern Wild were all nominated for Best Director. Best Actor, Daniel Day-Lewis for Lincoln. Denzel Washington, Fluke. Go ahead, Denzel. Hugh Jackman for Les Miserables. Bradley Cooper, Silver Linings Playbook. And Jaquin Phoenix for The Master. Best Actresses nominated are Naomi Watts, The Impossible. Jessica Chastain, Zero Dark Thirty. Jennifer Lawson, Silver Linings Playbook. Emmanuel Rivera. For Amour, and, ooh, Lord, I'm going to tear this name up. Is it Quinzay Wallace for Beast of the Southern Wild? Those are your 2013 nominees for Best Actress, Actor, and Director. They have a ton of others if you want to check it out, 2013 Oscar nominees. You can check it out online. But, honey, I want to let you know that a lot of people are shocked because they really were expecting Leonardo DiCaprio and Ben Affleck to certainly get nominated, and especially The Dark Knight. What is going on with that movie? But, you know, it was kind of, I don't know. I watched the movie, and it was interesting. It was, I don't know. Hi, baby. Mommy's on the air. My baby just came home from school. So, yeah, just awesome things happening. But, yeah. Whew, I don't know. That is something that I'm really excited about. What's up, Goga? How you doing? We have all these anonymous guests in the chat. You guys want to take the time to create a user account? It is complimentary. You have the opportunity to join, certainly by... Thank you. I know it's been a long time since I've had a show. Yes. Well, not long. I just did one last week. But, you know, you could check out the archives for that one as well. Anyway, those of you who are anonymous in the chat, I would love for you to create a user account. It's complimentary. And please lock Brown Sugar Radio into your favorites, baby, because right here is where all the action happens. Positive vibes we're sending for the year 2013. A lot of people didn't expect us to make it. They said 2012 is a wrap. The world's going to end. And God said, not so. Not so. That's why you live your life by faith and not by sight. But anyhow, Kim and this is super cute. Many of you know last week I spoke about Kanye West and Kim Kardashian. I'm so excited for them because they have a baby on the way. They didn't release when she's due just yet, but they got a baby on the way, and I think that's wonderful. Positive vibes, positive vibes. Come on, no haterade. Please, no haterade today. But they're also, you know, it's funny because they're working. I know that that word matrimony is going to be in their near future, I'm sure. They got the baby. Now they just bought a brand-new Bel Air home for $11 million. The neighbors include Megan Good and Jennifer Aniston, just to name a few, in their California mansion. But the awesome thing about it is that it is a 9,000-square-foot home in an exclusive gated Bel Air neighborhood known as Bel Air Crest. The home was built in 2010, and they call Kim Ye are working on redoing the home. They plan on gutting everything out and redoing it totally and making it, you know, their style. Have they little flavor on it? And I'm not mad at that. I'm sure that the home will include a baby nursery. But these are some of the other exciting things. It's a 5-bedroom. It has a movie theater in the home, a bowling alley in the home. I mean, good grief, are they ever going to have to leave? You know, they got the pool in the backyard, huge gourmet custom kitchen cabinets. I mean, good grief. They have a fashion-loving pair sitting area on the balcony, an enormous bathtub in the master suite. And they're stating that at $11 million, get this, are you sitting down? The price that they're going to have to pay for their monthly mortgage is $38,077 a month. Go figure. So must be nice. Do your thing. I'm like, Lord, when you going to rain on me like that? Jesus. I could sure use it. I don't even need $11 million. You give me a $200,000, $300,000, $400,000. I'm going to be happy. Okay? Lord, work it out for me. But, yes, it is so good to see all my loyal listeners back. How are you? Welcome to the chat. It's been a minute since I've seen you. I know. Welcome back. We got, wonderful, wonderful. Thank you all. You guys are so awesome. I don't know. You're writing me privately. I don't know if you want me to say your name, so I won't say it since you sent me the message privately, but thank you for joining me today. It is so good to see you. Once again, those of you checking me out on Twitter, listening to the show on Facebook, I'm so honored. I'd love for you to actually join us in the chat, or you can create thank you, Gogo. Missed you, too. You can create a user account. It's complimentary. And please follow me on Twitter at Brown Sugar Radio. That's Sugar, S-U-G-A. Or you can also follow me on Facebook. All right, and that is the Brown Sugar Radio. No, I think it's Brown Sugar Radio fan page. Anyway, if you put Brown Sugar Radio, you'll find me. Oh, goodness. All righty, so we're going to go over some more awesome things that happened today. Obama turns to budget expert for cabinet pick. Chief of Staff Jack Lew will become the Treasury Secretary as the administration braces for Republican battles over national debt. Then the White House reaches out to gun owners. Vice President Joe Biden meets with sportsmen and National Rifle Association as he develops Obama's gun control plan. You know, last year ended tragically with deaths unnecessarily. Many of you know the poor babies that lost their lives for no reason at all at the end of the year by the young man that went to the school and shot up a bunch of first graders and their teachers and the principal. It was just horrific. I've never seen nothing like it in my life. I think they said it was the second mass. It was America's second largest mass murderer in the nation. Just ridiculous. The most dangerous nation, a study says, more Americans die of violent deaths than any other wealthy country in the world. Also, too, the India gang rape suspects go to court. A lawyer says police beat the 5 men charged with the assault and killing of a young woman aboarding a moving bus. Now, that is ridiculous. If you can't ride the bus in peace, we've got some real issues, okay? We've got some real, real issues. So, you know, the thing is, it's just I mean, what's really going on? Come on, people. This is utterly ridiculous. Granted, this did not happen in the United States. This was in India. But it's just showing you what this world is coming to. We need to really, truly continue to pray because this is ridiculous. Inauguration seats. Speaking of the inauguration on the 21st, tickets for Obama are on eBay and Craigslist up to $2,000 a piece. Man, that's not including your airfare or your hotel or your food. You're just going to pay $2,000 to see the president. I think I'm going to check it out on TV. Troop development key to U.S.-Afghanistan talks. How many soldiers are needed to protect diplomats will be a likely topic for Hillary Rodham Clinton as she meets with Afghan President Hamid Karzai. Passengers injured in the New York ferry crash. I don't know if many of you have been following this, but at least 70 people were hurt when the sea struck Wall Street, slammed into a lower Manhattan dock. At least the 70 people were only injured. Okay, it could have been worse. They could have lost their lives. So, now get this. I think this is kind of cute. Hasbro is holding on Facebook. You can check it out today. They're doing it all day. A contestant to eliminate one of the 8 Monopoly player tokens and introduce another one. So which one do you want off, the thimble, the shoe, or the dog? I don't know. Maybe that thimble needs to go. I think the shoe is kind of cute. Steroids cast a long shadow. For only the second time in 4 decades, no player is selected for the Baseball Hall of Fame. That's totally unfortunate, isn't it? It truly is. Wow. Leave those steroids alone, honey. And right here, the last thing I'd love to end on a positive note tonight, like I said, Lincoln leads the Academy Awards with 12 nominations, while Life of P, or is it Life of Pi? I don't know how to say this name, but anyway, surprisingly runs secondly with only 11 nominations. So tonight, you guys definitely keep it locked and find out. This is one of the biggest nights. This is the biggest night in Hollywood for actors and actresses, and so we're going to see what's going to happen. I don't know. Maybe Denzel will get another one under his belt, huh? You know, he's always bringing it. That's one of my favorite actors, women, actress. Yeah, get it right, sugar, get it right. So, yes, those are some of the awesome things I kind of wanted to go over today, and just focusing on positivity. Yes, positivity, we got to bring it on in. We're going to take a deep, deep breath. I want to exit with my favorite song, Jill Scott. So blessed. How many of you are blessed today? Raise your hand. Throw it in the air. Yes, if you're blessed and you know it, throw up 2 hands. Because if you're breathing, you hear what I'm saying today, you're in a good condition. Somebody did not wake up today. It is truly a blessing to be able to have your life. And do, what are you going to do with that life? That's always my question to you, you know. God's gift to you is your life. What are you going to do with the gift he's given you? What are you going to give back? And that's what I always try to focus on. What can I do to give back? What can I do to make my life that much better to help someone else at the end of the day? So take a deep breath. Inhale. Exhale. Wrap your arms around yourself, baby, and say you are going to be somebody special. Baby, can you hang up my phone, please? Thank you. Kids, don't you love them? All right, so you guys, definitely I'll see you next week. Thank you so much for tuning in to Brown Sugar Radio, where entertainment is extraordinary. You guys have a fantastic day. Can you hang up my phone?
The night, understand that's kind of late, and I gotta get home to my son, cause he's so special to me, I mean, I gotta see him, I need to breathe him, that's my baby, don't call me crazy, I love the studio, but I love them all, let me give you what I got, so, I woke up in the morning feeling fresh to death, I'm so blessed, yes, yes, I went to sleep stressed, woke up refreshed, I'm so blessed, yes, yes. Water in my face and everything is in its place. Peace of mind, even my grace. I'm so blessed. Yes, yes, yes. My grandma almost lived to 1992. I'm so blessed, yes, 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 yes. My son was born healthy and beautiful. I'm so blessed, yeah, yes. My mama's on my right side, daddy on my left. My son, father doing his absolute. I'm so blessed, 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 blessed. Yeah, yeah. And I know what I know. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, trouble gon' happen. It's just the way it be. Ain't nothing coming easily in this life. Sometimes you gotta work and you gotta grow and it gotta hurt. I'm sure you know. Take a look around. Woke up this morning listening to this song. You're so blessed. Yes, yes. Gonna rock the dawn all night long. You're so blessed. Yes,